Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand and donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope.
Hi, Xantha.
Hi there.
Xantha, where are you and what do your surroundings look like?
I am at my house and it's quiet because the rest of my family has gone for a car ride. And it's peaceful.
Is this a rare occurrence to be?
It is a rare occurrence in this house, that's for sure.
Yeah, because it's four of you.
Yes, it is a noisy full house. So there's two teens, my husband and myself.
What's the most abnormal thing that you've done recently?
The most abnormal thing we've done as a family is I bleached all their hair. Because it was something that my youngest son wanted to do. And then my other ones were like, well, we're not, well, my other ones, my husband and my other son were like, we're not going anywhere. So let's all do it. So two rounds of hair bleach. And so now they're all blondes. Well, strawberry blondes.
As much as like dark brown hair will go.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's been the most selfish deed or thought that you've had during this whole time?
The most selfish deed or thought that I've had is that I'm actually kind of okay with hermiting away. Like, I have no desire to go out and be with other people. I actually don't mind this. And I don't know if it stems from having health concerns or if it just stems from the fact that, like, we've connected more as a family. I don't feel rushed. I don't feel obligated to do things with people. Like, it kind of gives you permission to sort of have an automatic no.
Yeah.
You know, so, and like, we don't necessarily eat our meals at mealtime. We kind of eat when we're all around and, you know, with working from home and one of them doing school from home. And, you know, you just, everything's kind of a new routine and I don't mind it. I thought I was going to hate it, but I actually really don't mind it.
Name something that's given you pleasure today.
Oh, we have our garden almost finished out back. So that has given me great pleasure how much work we have put into our backyard to make it a place that we can hang out. It's not a big backyard, but it's going to be a good backyard for us for all summer.
What's something that you think might never be the same after this?
Concerts. I don't think I will ever go to a concert again. The thought of it is terrifying. The thought of being in a space where everyone is so close and so tight and touching everybody else. And it's like, I just don't think I will ever do a concert again.
Wow.
It's kind of sad. I'm really glad that I saw Florence when I did, because not doing that ever again.
I mean, you are in a kind of unique position because even if things ease up before there's a vaccine, you likely...
No, I'm going to self-isolate for until there's a vaccine probably. Or very limit, like I would be very careful about how much I leave my property before there's a vaccine and how much I interact with other people for sure. I mean, I'm everyone who knows me know that I have a lung disease. And so that's the root of it is that, and I think most of my friends and family have been pretty respectful of the fact that I went a long time being really, really sick until I got to this point of my health being the way it is. And so to risk that, especially because it's such an incredible respiratory illness, I'm not doing it.
I imagine that's a really tough thing to try and figure out what that will look like with the kids and with your husband. And
yes. Yeah. I mean, I can't expect them to hermit away like I am hermiting away. We're, you know, in constant sort of conversation about what it's going to look like when my oldest son goes back to his job. And, you know, his training has changed, obviously, because school has changed. And my younger son, he's in high school, so he may be with me next year at home doing school from home. We don't really know what that looks like. We have really, really kind of been tight together, the four of us, and not really going anywhere. And it's starting to loosen up a little bit just with my own sort of approach to it, you know, like, because I can't do this forever for them. I can do it forever. I can't expect them to do it as well.
Yeah.
So
it was very strange thinking, being like, oh, right, I might not be in your house with you for a long time.
No, I don't think anyone will be in our house with us for a long time until there's a vaccine, or at least until there's really good antibody testing that is accurate so that you know who has had it and who hasn't had it. Do you know what I mean? I can't see welcoming people in. I just am too at risk, I think.
Yeah, I guess you'll continue to just kind of see what things look like and likely continue working from home.
Yeah, because I work in a school, I'm not sure with young children, I'm not sure what September is going to look like. At this point, I guess I will go based on the recommendations of my respirologist.
Yeah.
And based on what I think is the safe, well, based on what he thinks is the safest choice and what I am most comfortable with. But I don't see me in a classroom in September. Yeah. I don't think I'm not going to be working. I just think
it's going to look different.
Yeah.
I think of all the people I know, you are probably the one who your everyday life will look the most different for the longest.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. Until there's a vaccine.